The New York State Assembly finished work on the budget shortly after 3 p.m. Friday, the Senate at around 4:30, completing their work one day before the spending plan is due. Cuomo and majority party legislative leaders praised each other for their efforts in achieving two on-time budgets in a row, which they say is considered a feat after decades of late budgets.
I salute the Senate Majority Leader for his leadership, and I salute the Speaker for his leadership.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, and Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, a Republican, responded to Cuomo in kind.
Governor, we thank you for your great leadership.
Then they took turns posing for pictures as the governor signed the first of several budget bills. Cuomo says government is once again functioning, and he says it's a very proud day for the entire state.
This is more of a reform plan than a budget. And it was a reform plan that called for a major transformation of vital priority areas for this state.
Cuomo credits the budget as well as agreements approved in mid-March for implementing new teacher evaluations, pension changes that will create a new tier of lowered benefits for public employees and save billions of dollars in the future, and for helping local governments with Medicaid costs. The governor says a major infrastructure initiative will repair dilapidated roads and bridges and create construction jobs. Cuomo and the majority party legislative leaders stood at the podium to announce the end of the budget process. Minority party leaders were invited to the event, but they had to sit in the audience. On the Senate floor, some Democrats who are in the minority in that House spoke against a process that they say excluded them. Senator Kevin Parker, earlier in the week, had expressed his displeasure with the budget process. In a controversial tweet, he said the plan was completed by three white men in a room.
I think that the budget process that we've done this year is a joke. I think it goes back to the old dysfunction that we saw, prior to 2009 and 2010, with three men in the room. You pick the color that you want them to be. But a process that has iced out the minority conferences in both houses.
Senate Democratic Leader John Sampson was more conciliatory in his final budget comments, saying that he was voting yes.
Is the process perfect? Is the budget perfect? I would say no. But one thing I can say is that the principles, the foundation has been laid for fairness and equity.
The budget increases spending to schools and health care by 4% over last year when there were $10 billion in cuts. Still, many school leaders say they are facing deep slashes in programs and personnel come September. Governor Cuomo, who often refers to his political philosophy as a progressive who is broke, says it's the best that could be done under the present economic constraints.
Would we like to have raised it more? Of course. But is 4% a very significant raise given where we are? Yes, it is.
And legislative leaders add that the $805 million in additional school aid was directed at the poorest schools who need the money the most. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.